Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
I wanted to talk to you a little bit about something that my husband and I have bought. It felt a little bit extravagant.
I mean, that's not off brand for you guys. You live in Rippleside. Life's pretty good for you.
Okay.
Dare I say about the unspoken thing in your life right now?
Let's all calm down.
Exactly. Holstered.
We saw a special on something we've been looking out for ages.
Oh, it's good because it means you've had the patience to not buy it yet, whatever it is. And when it finally goes on special, it is like the biggest green light of your life.
This is like, it's like a real sentimental item. So it's been very hard to pull the trigger on buying something new. But my grandmother on my mother's side, who passed away a few years ago now, when she passed away, my mum and I got to take her big Bessemer trays.
Bessemer trays?
Yeah. Anyone that knows the brand Bessemer knows that these trays are like, you get a lifetime warranty on them. So if you need to get them resealed, they will do that for you. And you've basically got like a brand new tray. But they've since kind of stopped doing that like lifetime warranty thing because she had these trays from like the 1960s.
Wow.
Like every meal like she ever made us was in one of these two trays.
The flavor of life.
It's incredible. And so we finally were like, okay, it's looking a little bit worse for wear. We got in touch with Bessemer and they were like, hey, we don't actually do it on trays that old anymore. It's out of the warranty.
Warranty didn't exist when this tray was
produced. Yeah, but we can, you know, if you know, you can purchase a new one and here's the link. And we were like, oh no, these trays,
yeah,
they retail for like over $300. Yeah.
I almost did swearing.
Right? So it's a very extravagant purchase.
To cook, you say?
Yes, but you'll never taste anything better.
Does it come with a staff member? Yeah. That is.
It's better than a $20 Kmart tray. I promise you that.
Okay.
And so we put it off. We've put it off for years, right? Yeah. Even back like when we got married, I asked for a Bessemer tray from my mother.
She was like, look, I'll help pay for the wedding, like, but I won't pay for
this. They're pretty expensive, Jess. Like, just you've got Bubba's. Just anyway, we saw they were half price on the website.
Okay. So like, down to a roughly $150.
God, that's a good deal. God, that's a good deal.
Even though it's half price, if my wife came to me and was like, I found a cooking tray for $150, I'd say, keep looking. They can get lower.
When I tell you, there isn't a single meal that we cook in that kitchen without that tray.
Hmm.
I plan on passing this down to my grandchildren.
Yeah.
So we bit the bullet and we bought it.
Wow. Feeling good?
It's been sitting in our kitchen for a week and a half.
Unused?
It feels too nice to use now.
Oh, God, you're an idiot. No offense.
This is the thing. I've got to bite the bullet and just open it and just use it because I opened this box and it comes so fancy. Like, it had a pop-up in the box and it's like, Bessemer, welcome to your new life. Like, it's.
Well, I imagine it's got a gold bullion as like, and we thought we'd chuck this in. It's a little bit less value than the tray, but, you know, it's a nice little
add-on. Like, I never want to throw away the box. It's so cool. And I sat there and I read the instructions. There's instructions for this pan.
For a tray?
Yes. Because
it's a tray.
Yeah, but it's like, it's got this special like non-stick coating and there's certain utensils you can't use and there's certain cleaners you can't use on it to keep it in pristine condition.
Right.
Which we completely ignored when we got my bubbles.
Just like, chucking the lasagna, babe. We're eating for 10 tonight.
And so, yeah, it has been sitting in our kitchen just staring at us, and we've been using Bubba's old one still because it's like now it feels too nice to use.
Okay.
And I wondered if anyone else is going through this dilemma, like on 52232955.
Yeah.
Have you got an item in your house, whether it's for the kitchen, maybe it's an item of clothing, whatever it is that you bought and you're like, I'm going to use this all the time, and now it feels too nice to use.
Well, it's kind of like the fancy glassware that your parents used to have. Like, we've got borderline fancy glassware. But again, it's not fancy. It just looks different to the very basic ones that we use day to day. So we go, when we have people around for dinner, we'll get out the bubbled wine glasses instead of the just pure flat glass.
Mm-hmm. You and Jess, your wife, bought us beautiful wine glasses for our housewarming.
Do you not use them?
No, those are the ones we use because I was like, no, Tim and Jess bought us these.
Okay.
Why? Are they real fancy? Oh, no, now should I put them away?
No, this was the thing. I don't remember.
did we? They're really nice.
Of course we did. We're great friends.
I think it was like an engagement gift as well, because like we moved house a lot of times.
We're pretty awesome, I'd say. We're pretty awesome.
But on 52232955, have you got something in your house that is just feels too fancy to use?
I think it's also like, is that a thing? Call up and say, no, that's not a thing. You like use it. Like you didn't spend that money on
it. I need the push to use this tray.
Give Jess permission. If you're like a big like lover of the kitchen and the utensils and the fancy stuff, give Jess the green light. And for people listening that might need the green light as well to do it, Ava from the newsroom thinks that she has a similar version of this, maybe to the less bougie extent, because, you know, yours is a multi-million dollar tray to cook food
it's
in.
Not multi-million dollars.
Well, we don't all live in Ripple, so.
Oh,
we don't,
right. Ava. Okay, we don't. Here we go.
If only. If only. There's only a certain amount of houses.
Yeah. No, when I was a kid, I was that kid that was too scared to use my stickers because I didn't want to stick them on something regret it. It needed to be saved.
What
for
if
the right
I need
occasion.
This sticker? Yeah,
these stickers are too special.
I bet you have like a box of stickers now. That
probably
never got used.
Yeah, probably sitting up somewhere. I'm the same. Like sometimes nice clothes.
Yes,
I don't want to risk wearing. I'll save them for a nice event, but then I'm like, what if I spill something on it?
Mm-hmm. You also historically don't like going out to nice events. Because a lot of your friends live in the city, and like having to go up to Melbourne for an event compared to being doing something
feels like
here
a lot
in Geelong.
Of effort.
Well, there's the extra battle there of wearing something warm enough for the train, but then when you're in a hot like restaurant or something, it's that's just an added barrier.
Exactly.
So you would ask for stickers as gifts, and then go, "Thank you. I shan't use these ever."
No, I never. I never asked for them because it was too much stress.
Yeah,
they were gifted to me out of. Without me asking for it, okay?
You would have an absolute fit watching my son just rip seven stickers off his sheets.
No, but I love that he's free like that.
Oh, so you look at him.
To be young and free like your child, Tim.
I wish I was so careless at that age.
Oh, careless is the word I would use as well.
I'm going to rip out the tray tonight. I'm feeling confident.
Channel your
inner Jack.
It needs like an inaugural meal. Like my grandma used to make like chicken and rice in her tray. Maybe I'll do like a
your chicken schnitzels are pretty elite.
I wouldn't cook those in this tray.
The way you spoke to me is the most like you. Well, I know we joke about you living in Rippleside, but that was
something
unnecessary. Well, listen back to that.
Chicken schnitzels you do like on top. Yeah. Right?
Oh, it's contagious.
No,
this is
you just don't know how
awful.
To cook.
Awful. I know. I think it's assumed. Clearly, sorry. Poor Tim.
I'm so sorry.
Wow. All right. I miss when
it's just,
you...
It's clear when you don't have a bechamel tray. That's all I'm saying.
Again, I called it a bechamel tray, so it's
that's
super
the sauce.
Clear. Okay.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
You and I, Jess, this afternoon went down to the East Geelong campus of the Gordon. They have sponsored the show for years. We went out there.
We love the Gordon.
We are doing a bit of taste testing because you've studied a full-time course at the Gordon. I'm yet to, and I've been...
You were getting a bit jealous.
Yeah.
You know, I was always talking about how great the Gordon was. And so we're doing like, you know when like you get an entree and it's like an entree of like sampler of the all the appetizers that are available?
Well, the way I look at it, it's like, you remember when supermarkets used to have a lady standing with a tray of meats on a stick?
Yes.
The courses are all the different meats on the sticks.
We're going to just try out a few over the next few weeks because why not?
Why not?
Let's have some fun.
Was there
I need to figure
morning.
Out what my next career is going to be.
I think I figured out what your next career is going to be.
So I had a lot of fun this morning.
So what we did today was we became carpenters.
Yep.
And we made a usable.
Yes.
Usable stool.
Not even asterisk.
No.
It is a stool.
It supported mine and your weight with you sitting on my lap.
Plus the baby. So really, three people on that stool.
Three people.
Three whole humans.
I've been like, when I grew up, my dad's bit was very handy in the shed, and we had like all these offcuts, and he's like, he grew up like, he's one of those things where like, yeah, I know how to do kind of a little bit of everything, had all the power tools, had everything. So I was lucky enough to kind of learn a little bit. And then when I met my now wife, like her father, like my father-in-law, he like
very handy,
the Tinker Man.
Yeah,
not Tinker Bell, Tinker Man.
See,
and
I feel like where your father-in-law's at like one end of the spectrum, your dad's probably in the middle.
Yeah,
my dad's at the very other end of the spectrum. Love you, Christos. Sorry, but he any tools he picks up, my mum has a heart attack. She's like, "What are you doing now?
Yep.
Put it down. Now, don't touch that.
I tell you what. I don't know if anyone took a photo of you, but you in all that safety gear.
Thank you. I know.
Just your husband needs, like, I watched you put in those little ear things into your ear holes that, like, fit in for the noise.
I got to use one of those, what are they called? The table saws?
Drop saw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I dropped it.
Now, we had all the, like, I know for people that might be listening, it's all, all safety precautions were, of course, taken care of because you are almost.
They didn't just give us
pregnant.
Free range. We had we had teachers and lots of staff on hand.
I witnessed something, and I think it's, like, it happens in households at some point. You witness someone use a power drill for the first time and it changes them. You used an impact driver and it changed you.
I need a drill now. I've decided. Like, forget all the, you know, like, I know when you have a baby, like, the, you know, my baby shower's yet to happen.
And it's like little bassinet things and little cute clothes.
Nah, I want a power drill. Get me a power drill set. I want all the drill bits. Get me something. Get me something useful.
I think you also enjoyed the workbench element where you could drill through the timber.
I was like, oh, I'm gonna hit your table. And he was like, that's what it's for.
Drill into it.
Love that.
Yeah.
He did say he was going to get us back to build a new table.
Yeah, because you drilled 50 holes in the lid. I am genuinely starting to think of your business that you've set up with the Gordon, the marriage celebrancy business. The other assets of this where it's like, not only can I legally officiate your wedding and sign the paperwork, but if you need stools at your wedding, I will make personally hand-designed stools.
Need some extra seats for that aisle? Don't worry about it. Yeah. I got them.
So watching you have the power of an impact driver on you with a drill, like that was, I just wanted you to know from my perspective, it was really cool
to watch.
And
look how much we learned in one session. Like, imagine doing a full 6 or 12 month course at the Gordon.
I don't know. You seem pretty on top of it. Honestly, if we sent you just like, if we gave you some loose timber, an impact driver drill and a drop saw and protective gear, we'd come out and you'd have 50 stools.
Genuinely, by the end of the session today, I was like, I reckon I could do the block.
Okay. That's a real thing that was said.
It can't be that hard.
Tim and Jess, the podcast. You are about to enter the K-Rock courtroom of Tim and Jess. The cases are real. The stories aren't always important. The rulings are final. This is your courtroom. You be the judge.
Court is in session. If there are disagreements to be had, we will have them for show. And whoever calls through first, they are the judge. Mm-hmm. They get to decide who's right. It becomes law across Geelong, Surf Coast and the Bellarine. Don't ask me how this argument's come to the show. Don't ask me.
Okay.
But it's a weird one, I'll be honest. You referred to underwear, Jess, today.
Like, are we really doing this?
You referred to your undies as panties. And collectively, I think seven people winced at the face of hearing you say that.
Isn't it just a fun word to say, though?
I don't think
like
so.
Like, getting eliciting that sort of a reaction from so many people.
But I don't think
it's what I live for.
You weren't doing it for the reaction. You said it like just as if like it was a general thing. And then I think you saw the domino effect of people reacting to it. And then you lent into, we're onto something here. Mm-hmm. But you genuinely sometimes refer to your undies.
Yeah.
As panties.
Of course I do. It's hilarious.
It's not.
Particularly at the moment when my panties are like these ginormous parachutes, just huge. They come all the way up over my belly.
Yep, nice maternity ones.
Yep.
So that'll be nice and comfy. they're just undies,
it's just fun
mate.
Calling them panties.
It's not. Ava from the newsroom, I've never seen the poor thing look more uncomfortable. She looks like a dog that's been hit. Not good.
I can't look you in the face, Ava.
Poor thing.
She used to have respect for me once upon a time.
I think that's been a facade. And then a whole conversation of people saying like, what do you call them? And I'm like, undies encompasses all of it. Like, even if it is like, you know, some more racy, like whether it's like lace or these kind of things, like that's still undies.
Right.
Not like boys can wear jocks. I guess, but I don't call my undies my jocks.
What about dacks? Nah. Do you like, is Dax as good?
No, because Dax is, that's like a...
Like drop your Dax.
Why you held, like you held a gun to me. I just think undies encompasses everything.
Right.
Underwear, undies.
What does your son Jack call them?
He wears nappies.
Oh, fair enough. Okay.
he craps his pants on the day.
You're going to teach him undies?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
It'll probably start with like we're in the territory of potty training.
Yeah.
He's done a wee in the potty once. Huge. And it was massive. So like we're just
trying to... Not the wee, but yeah, you know, yeah. It was a massive moment.
But yeah, we're trying. So I think it'll be ended up starting as like, these are your big boy undies.
Right.
And then yeah. That'll just turn into, mate, go
you chuck see,
your undies
on. Feels like a real kid thing. Do you know what I mean?
What does your husband wear then?
Oh, that's fun to refer to his as panties too.
I should have been prepared. I should have been prepared for that.
I folded the laundry. I left your panties on top. So.
Okay. 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Undies or panties?
Yeah.
Panties to me, if anything, it's too American.
Yeah.
It's way too American.
To my husband's workmates that listen, please don't tell him I told Geelong of the Surf Coast, I call him his panties.
When you say it, my ears fold into each other. Like I'm a UFC fighter. They turn full cauliflower so I don't have to hear it.
Yeah, but see, undies feels very childish, you know? Like, you give your undies to your kids, and then us adults, yourself.
So you're wearing, like, everything, like, every time you look at them, you go, oh, there are my panties.
Yeah. Even when they're huge, like they are currently.
Size irrelevant.
No, but, like, when you think of, like, panties, you think of something small, right?
No. Like, this is what you're saying. So, like, well, what are you calling the Whopper Stoppers that you've got on right now?
Granny panties.
Christy,
Whopper Stoppers.
In Geelong's giving us a call, Your Honour. Help. What, like, is it undies, panties? Is it, we'll call it something else. Anything other than panties.
Yeah, no, panties grosses me out too.
Really, Christy? What do you
yeah,
call them?
Yeah,
Long Johns.
I probably call them jocks. Undies or jockaroonies or pantaloonies.
Pantaloons!
See, I like pantaloonies.
That's fun.
I used to get people called pantaloons all the time, Christy, because my surname was Pantu. yeah. Maybe that's why I call them panties.
What, like, do people still say knickers?
Knickers is a bit funny too.
Bloomers, maybe? That's a netball thing. Well, Christy, we're going to hand you the gavel. Just give us one and that's what we'll run with for anything. When it comes to underwear, what are you calling them?
I would say undies. Yeah.
I was hoping for pantaloonies, but damn. That's all right. We'll take it, Christy. This is Tim and Jess. Can we chat about the Olympics?
Please, always.
Okay, Brisbane 2032. They mm-hmm. will be hosting the most
so far away
famous games. Mm. Very, very like 7 years. Sorry.
Yeah,
and people are excited about it though. I think we've joked about this, but it's not what I think a lot of us would hope for. Kevin Sheedy's in the news at the moment because he is spearheading...
Going to the Olympics.
Yes, to play...
Sprinter.
Yep, he's going to try and break the 100-meter record. Former Essendon coach.
Good on him.
Richmond player. Wow.
Who knew he added him?
He's spearheading a push for the AFL to feature at the 2032 Olympic Games.
Ooh.
Now, initially...
Because you can put in, as the host country, you can submit, up to three
sports.
New events?
And, you look at it, you go, well, if we're going to put forward sports, let's do stuff that we're going to win. It's not the first time that Aussie rules has been exhibited at a games. 1956, there was an exhibition game, an amateur game versus the VFA, VFL team.
Yeah.
But he's talking about an exhibition game again. So it would be like the all-Australian squad taking on the...
So it's not going to be an Olympic event as such. Yeah. It's just kind of like, let's tack this on while all the other countries are here. Hey, why not play some footy?
In Brisbane, it's not footy territory. Footy's more popular now than it's ever been. 2032, it's going to be more popular, obviously.
Do they already play rugby at the Olympics?
Rugby league? Do they do that sevens thing.
Oh, right,
And some other kind of...
So it makes more sense to be like, hey, you like this rugby, check this other rugby out. Do you know what I mean?
He said that he would love to see AFL represented at the 2032 Olympics. I think he needs to go... harder.
Yeah.
Make it a proper event and just watch Australia, like when the dream team in basketball for America just goes on the rest of the world and lets everybody know, hey, this is our thing.
Well, now's the time to announce it because you need to give other countries time to prep a team.
Yeah.
Right?
Give them 7 years to learn the sport. We've already got countries like Ireland,
I was going to say,
South
Ireland
Africa.
Will dominate. The amount of players just from Geelong.
Locked in silver. Locked in silver medal. It'd be Australia versus Ireland in their gold medal match. Australia would win by 600 points. Ireland, respectable, silver medal. Papua New Guinea's probably getting third with South Africa. Mm-hmm. Canada's getting around it. The UK, America are actually really investing into Aussie rules at the moment.
Okay.
New Zealand, there are plenty of countries out there. I think it is time that we... I didn't think I'd say this. Shut up, Kevin Sheedy. Go harder. Make Aussie rules an Olympic sport in 2032. Yeah. There are some
Don't
young
stars.
Don't
just dip a toe in. Let's dive in head first.
Ollie Dempsey for the Cats, prime age. He will be in the later parts of his career. He'll be in his late 20s, prime, with a gold medal around his neck. And he'll say, stuff you, I'm Ollie Dempsey. I've got a gold medal for Aussie rules. Lock it in.
I know you've got me excited about it now.
Is it because I haven't blinked the whole time?
Yes.
And you're agree with him.
I'm a little scared.
Be quiet. Yeah, all right, well... I'll send an email.
Yeah. To Kevin Chitty?
The Olympic Committee.
Fair enough.
I need to find the email. I'm sure there is one. something to keep an eye on.
Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best. Goodbye.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.